This is the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. You can watch it as it happens on Facebook Live at WPLR FM or subscribe to Chaz and AJ wherever you get your podcasts.
We are on. Are there any viewers yet?
Not yet.
Zero.
It is so cold in Phil's studio.
We said we'd be here.
Oh my God.
You're cold?
I'm freezing.
I don't mind this temperature.
It's so cold.
You're like a chihuahua.
Yeah, really?
Really? You have long sleeves, too.
Are you coming up heroin?
You just make little noises just, when you laugh and you're just cold all the time.
She's part dolphin, yeah.
Viewers?
That's your voice box freezing.
Seven.
Up.
Hello, all seven.
Wow, seven.
Ten.
You guys were all in one car or what?
Hello.
Hey. She's freezing.
I'm freezing.
Welcome to the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. I'm Chaz. AJ's over there.
Hey, how are you?
Ashley's right here.
Hello.
About to cry. Phil's over there.
Hello.
That's intern Jingles.
Jingles!
This is not her last Friday?
No. Her last Friday with Pumpkin Palms.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
It's the last time we have these two together.
Uh-oh. Well, tears coming down around.
For now, until they're together again.
I will kill you.
And then Pumpkin Palms is on the other side of the camera.
Yes. Okay.
They did a sad little like couples shoot earlier.
I saw that. That was very sad.
On Instagram.
It's a good crew of interns we have here.
Yep.
Yes.
Can't believe it. We're breaking up the band already.
I know. This is what I hate.
Boss Keith came in, did a top five list, and it was top five movies that make him cry or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Part was on that Manly tour.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, Ashley, every movie that he mentioned said yes, yes, yes.
And five for five.
Yeah, she cried at everything.
I feel like you cry at everything.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, let's play her something and see if it just, she could trigger that immediately.
Like a Pavlov thing.
And we went through some movie names, but you've seen the movie so many times.
Right.
That you don't know if it'll trigger.
Yeah, right.
It's not a guaranteed.
Right.
You won't succumb to it.
So what did we put up on this computer?
Military homecomings, I believe. They usually get me.
Those are sad.
They're like happy,
happy
and sad.
Happy
and
sad.
Like happy tears.
The only thing I'm worried about is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people looking at me while I'm watching this.
I like when the dogs really go nuts. When they get super wiggly and they can't like relax.
They can't control themselves.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wiggly control
so are these the military homecomings where like the kid is at a play or in a classroom and then the dad or mom just magically appears in a uniform? Or?
I'm not sure. I didn't choose a video because I didn't want to spoil it.
What do we have here?
I can't remember now.
It was like the first compilation I found. So I think there's like 5 or 6 videos. It looked like there might be some kids in there, which always get me.
Yeah. It's about 5 minutes long.
No.
Yeah.
5 minutes. Right. So. Can you find some
We love our veterans. We love our active service members.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, we live our lives every day. We kind of forget that there are people all over the world serving. And not only are they serving, but their families are home alone.
Right.
And here's a video that we're going to play now.
All right.
You're not going to see it. So we're just going to watch Ashley's reaction.
Nice. See, that's going to be in the back of my head. I'm going to move this up. All right.
If you don't cry, Ashley, you're dead inside.
You just don't care about people.
Oh, hitting the back of the head with a flip-flop.
I feel a lot of pressure right now.
I did it earlier, so I went to the bathroom.
Something's about to happen here. Good luck, Vanessa.
Oh.
They're doing these. They're jumping up.
On the dunk team?
Oh. Here comes someone in a uniform.
Ladies and gentlemen, just returning from South Korea, Black Hawk helicopter crew chief.
Awesome.
Private first class Brandon Covey.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel weird with everybody watching me. I can't focus.
Really? I like when folks watch me.
We have a special guest that will present that flag. He just arrived here moments ago. The last leg in a trip that started halfway around the world serving his country in Afghanistan. Please welcome the father of Carlisle High School junior Morgan and senior basketball player.
And his military camos.
Yeah.
All right, I believe Ashley's dead inside.
I'm not dead inside. I just...
don't care about people.
No, stop it.
Wow,
I just feel a lot of pressure.
I can't believe it. Wow, like in your bladder or... oh, different place. Okay, gotcha.
Cry, damn it.
If you catch me, like, without me knowing, right. Maybe we shouldn't have said what it was.
Yeah, probably shouldn't have.
Right.
Should have been the art of, like, surprise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just show you a paycheck. Right. How's that?
Yeah, that will do it.
That's an AJ will cry. He looks at his paycheck.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry.
No.
No, you don't have to apologize.
You only spent $10 million on that test.
But Phil, you said a lot of people were calling in,
definitely,
tribe members.
Yeah.
Mentioning movies.
All kinds of stuff. So we had someone mention that they cry a lot during the last scene of Endgame. So I don't know if people haven't seen Avengers Endgame yet.
Endgame, yeah, it was very sad.
The latest Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. I won't spoil in case you haven't seen it.
Everybody knows what happens. Everybody knows what happens.
Well, there's two scenes, and it's, do you cry at this scene or do you cry at that scene? Do you care about this character or do you care about this character?
Well, both, right?
I guess.
If you're a crier, you're going to cry at all these movies. It's, you know, I want to hear from the people who's like, I never cry at any movie, but this scene got me.
So we had someone call in and said that they cried during a video game. They were playing a video game.
They sucked that bad, huh?
Something that happens that makes them cry.
Some 16-year-old won $3 million?
Yeah.
Nope. Just the story in the game, but I didn't get what the game was because I was like, we're gonna have to circle back to this because it just seems like people are on board with this.
I think it was Pong.
Have you ever cried at anything weird?
You're
like,
no.
Why am I crying?
No,
this
no.
triggered something.
Yeah, no, nothing weird.
I have an embarrassing story, but it's not about me. So my dad, for a living, he works
because Ashley's dead inside.
Yes. My dad, for a living, he works with kids, and Ice Age is that Pixar? It has Ray Romano in it. Is it DreamWorks? So at the end of Ice Age, this big mammoth who's played by Ray Romano, brings this little human child back to his family, and that's what my dad does for a living. So at the end of that movie, he'll watch it and he'll cry. At the end of an animated movie because...
Oh, see, I was thinking he brings the kid back to the family.
The mammoth like brings this kid all over to find his family, and finally they find the family, and he pushes him with his trunk, and he's like, go ahead, go grow up.
But
that's
the kid
what he
doesn't
says.
Want to go off.
Go grow up.
Right. And then the kid's family spear him, and then the kid
mammoth! The kid wobbles over to his dad, and they like embrace, and my dad's crying, and then the dad in the movie brings the kid back to give the mammoth one last hug,
and
he's
your dad's
still
crying.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a trigger for him.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know at the end of American Graffiti when Harrison Ford rolls at 55
when he rolls
Chevy,
at 55,
I started crying.
Right.
I did because I'm like, that car was so friggin' awesome.
Right. I'm like, that cowboy hat was crushed.
Yeah. I could just hear AJ the first time she had it. Oh my God, no!
Yeah, I think I first saw it in like 1975, and it hit me hard. It really did. It changed me.
Do you guys know the movie The Terminal with Tom Hanks?
Yes.
I know of
and
it.
And Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I know
he gets
of it,
stuck in an airport terminal because the country, whatever that he was in, is like no longer. So like when he's in the air flying to New York or whatever, like everything's fine. And then when he lands, like his passport's no longer recognized. So he can't go out into New York and he can't go back to his country because like his passport's done. So it's this weird situation where he's just stuck living in this terminal, right? So at the end of the movie, and I don't know, I was like watching this one lazy like weekend with my grandfather. And at the end of the movie, he's finally allowed to, like, go into New York City. And the police chief that's been, like, stopping him the whole time, like, takes his jacket off and, like, puts it around his shoulders. Like, you're going to need this. It's cold outside. And I look over. My grandfather's just.
Your grandfather looked like that coat.
I was like, I didn't even know you were still awake. You've been asleep over there.
I had that coat once.
That sounds like the point in Hollywood movie making where they thought they can have Tom Hanks do anything, you know, talk to a fucking coconut for 2 hours.
Right, yeah.
And it's or a well soccer said. Ball.
Well said,
I'm sorry.
It's like, oh man, are you serious? So that had to come after
Castaway.
Right.
Yes.
So they're like, wow, let's have
All right, here's the pitch. It's Castaway, but it's in a terminal.
Right. Right.
And there are people.
And there are people.
This is before he crashes the plane.
Right.
Yeah. Before he crashes the plane. Yes.
But they love that shit. So they get a winning formula, and it's let's keep doing this. Like Tom Cruise was Top Gun, Days of Thunder, same movie.
Right.
Then they wanted him to do Backdraft, and he's like, nah, I don't want to do three of the same movies. So they got Kurt Russell.
That's like
to do
Hugh
it.
Grant, the 90s with the floppy hair, the British guy. Yeah. He's like the same character in every single
every
one of his movies.
Every single movie.
Yes.
The lovable goofball.
Yes.
With an accent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Fantastic. Matthew McConaughey got stuck in those for a while.
He's so brilliant, though.
Wasn't he?
He was great as Warneson in Dazed and Confused.
Wasn't he like playing the bongos naked at one point in his life?
Yes, he was.
I remember that.
It's funny how that one moment in his life stands out. He's made like all of these brilliant movies, has played all of these different characters.
And epic.
One guy with AIDS who like saved a bunch of people by making AIDS drugs affordable.
Right.
The lawyer in Wolf of Wall Street.
Wasn't
just that small role is so memorable. He was only in just a fraction of the movie, but it's so memorable.
And his epic Lincoln commercials.
And then what was the first
the
season?
Lincoln commercials
those are good.
Jim Carrey parodied them on Saturday Night Live, and it was so perfect. Those are great.
Yeah.
Yeah, those you're right, AJ. Those did become like pop culture.
And he should get an award.
All of these different movies, brilliant actor, and it's like, didn't he play bongos naked once?
Yeah. You know, we're not just objects, Ashley. We have minds, okay? We're not just something for you to play
with.
That
was the first thing that came to my mind. I don't know.
Ashley wants to know, where do you find that footage? Like, I've been scouring the internet for over a decade.
I feel so vulnerable.
Where's Matthew McConaughey naked playing the bongos?
I'm going to point on the doll where it hurt me. I feel so vulnerable right now.
That's a good time.
Anything else going on? I'm good. Any questions?
Not really.
Any questions?
Yeah, they're all pooped out. It's been a hell of a week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
and
really
thank
has
you for
been.
The ratings.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, man.
God bless you, man. And ladies.
Number one with people, right? So you can sliver this out into demographics. They have it all like broken up. And so you could say, so many people can say we're number one. But then what they really mean is they're like number one with girls 12 to 14.
Ooh, asterisks going on, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're number one, 12 plus, which translates into everybody. When you look at what is the most listened to show, Chaz and AJ in the Morning. And when I say that, it's an umbrella of people. Number one in New Haven, number one in Bridgeport. We also do very well with the men, good with the ladies, but I think we could do better with the ladies.
Come on, ladies. Come
I feel
on.
Like I'm in high school again. I'm
Come
like,
on,
man,
ladies.
What is it with the ladies?
Don't you want all this?
Right.
Don't you want all this?
What is that?
I got all this going on here. All
I found this extra
on.
Floppy. So
all right, should I like, roll my sleeves up and stuff like that?
It's,
Phil does not look amused right
puppet?
Now.
Can you? No, take the.
What'd you throw, a sock?
No, get that back. Over here.
What was that?
Potential.
Do I want to know what that is?
Puppet show here.
What the hell was that?
Right. It's a coaster.
All right. This is going to be you. You're the puppet. All right.
Okay.
Focus in. Zoom in on that. Now, here is Ashley.
What have I started?
Here is Ashley tomorrow at around 8:30 giving her toast.
Chelsea? And Andrew.
Hey, you.
That's, did you just say I hate you?
No, I said Chelsea and Andrew.
Oh, I thought you said Chelsea, I hate you.
That's
I
what
heard.
I heard.
I
can roll the tape back.
Chelsea, I hate you.
I heard Chelsea, I chew. Like
I love you.
Oh, she's Japanese.
I'm so glad you're married to each other.
Of course they
married. Wait, you're married to each other?
Yeah, you're there. I'm speaking to both of them. They're married to each other.
Who else they married? Okay. That's why they kept there. I don't know.
Cheers to you and your future together.
Have you worked on this at all?
Tonight?
Yes.
At the rehearsal dinner.
There are two parts. So like I'm constantly thinking about this. Like on my drive into work, on my drive back from work, on the shower. And I just
all the best
parts.
Times to write things down. By the way,
on the shower, not in the shower. On the shower.
No, yeah. Did I say on the shower?
You said on
the
shower.
You probably get in the shower. Get cleaner.
I'm very tired. It's been a very long week. Hilarious.
In the shower, on the car, whatever.
Right.
It's all the same.
There are two parts that I may tweak a little bit. I may add something toward
how
the end.
How many parts are there?
Beginning and the end?
There's like, you want me to count the mini parts? It's like one.
Is it a part or is it not a part?
When is a part not a part? I mean, she says it.
Keep in mind, it's a toast. It's not a Disney movie. Yeah, it's right. Not different acts.
Yeah, yeah. Spielberg's okay. Not directing this.
One, two, three.
Three.
Four. Maybe five if I add one in little thing to the end.
Wow.
So I may extend two and then add five. But I don't know how.
I'm not understanding that math.
Does math involve?
I don't know.
What's the first part?
It's a thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for being my sister.
Basically.
Pretty good.
All right.
Good job.
Nice.
Of course, it'll take her like 5 minutes to say that.
Well, exactly. The problem is, I like, what is like?
Also,
know,
it wasn't her choice, just so you know.
Right.
What?
She didn't like pick you.
No.
So. Like, what's too short? Like, I know a lot of the advice from the tribe members was like, don't go on forever. But like, is there such a thing as too short? Like,
just say, cheers, and walk away.
Ask your sister; she'll tell you.
She'll
tell you what too
away.
Short is.
Well, I asked her to kind of contribute without asking her, and I didn't get anywhere. Like, I didn't want to give too much away, but I asked her a question, and I got nothing. So I don't know. I may ask her.
So the first part is a thank you.
Yes.
What's the second part?
I speak to her.
Screw you.
Third part?
Andrew.
Fourth
is this
part?
Sing along.
Oh, wait. I think I counted wrong.
Shocker.
The fourth part would be to them together.
Together.
And then the fifth part? What's a drink?
Is a thank you. Thank you. It's the speech is sandwiched by thank yous.
Sandwich. I like sandwich.
At this time.
It sounds like a good plan.
It is.
I hope so.
Yep. So we'll more see. Of that on Monday.
Yeah.
Jazz and AJ.
Maybe I should have a drink first.
Have several. One drink.
Have several.
Oh, I think this is going to be great.
Oh, boy.
And if not, it'll be great replay Monday morning.
Either or, it's a win.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Works for me.
So let's hear a little bit of it.
That was it.
I know I can't spoil it.
Oh,
she's not going to watch this. She's getting
married
tomorrow.
She's a loyal listener.
She won't even text you back. You think she's on Facebook Live right now?
Seriously, right? It's like, that's not my sister.
Right.
I did take your advice, though. I forgot what day you said it, Chaz, but...
Different blocks?
The different blocks, but the family brass. I still don't know what that means, but I took your advice.
The family brass. Is
parents
like
and grandparents.
Yeah.
I took your advice. I don't know what it means, but, but I did it.
Right.
He knows what he's talking about.
I got
to weave that in.
I know what he's talking about. No idea.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for watching.
Yeah.
Thank you for the great ratings.
Nice shot.
Did you get that?
Nice shot.
I could never do that again.
Yeah, no, you could not. Thank God we got it on tape.
Wow.
That's freaking awesome.
Okay, goodbye.
And then you can't talk. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That was the best.
The Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. Catch Chaz and AJ in the morning, daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.1 PLR in New Haven, Connecticut.